Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Dave, I'm really happy to see you today. I think we're going to have some excellent shows. Why don't you tell everybody out there how they can make us all happy?
Yeah, I'll tell them. What's up, Internet? You can make us happy by going to www.unseenlyquestions.com. And now that I can see it. And
this is a great day.
Six unseenly, I know media. Hey, is this, who's this guy? I did it with the wrong hand. See?
Why don't we just get the show started?
I got the logo. You see the logo?
Welcome to Six Unseemly Questions. I'm your host, Victor Varnado. This is our sidekick, Dave Rosinski. Dave Rosinski, you are the sidekick, all right?
We've discussed this before. Let's not waste 25 minutes of the show.
All right, Dave. You know what? We've got a great contestant on the show today. Her name is Paige Dempster. Come on up, Paige. How's it going, Paige?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing very well, and in the studio audience today, ladies and gentlemen, is Adam Ray. I'm going to tell you how the show works, and right after I tell you how the show works, we're going to get started. I'm going to ask you six unseemly questions. At the end of each question, I will ring a bell like this if I like your answer. However, if I do not like your answer, I will not ring the bell, and I will tell you why. At the end of the show, regardless of how many bells you've gotten, we will decide whether or not your appearance on the show is worth giving you $5.
Nice.
Right? All right. Like money? Because it's money.
Can buy a whole $5 foot long with it.
Wow.
I think it's $6.
No, I saw commercial. I saw commercial. Right. So $5.
It's time for your first question, Paige. Are you ready?
Yeah.
All right. Question number one. What is your most unpopular opinion?
Ooh, okay. I can't think of one off the top of my head. I was talking to someone earlier today about how I hate Chick-fil-A with all of my heart.
Okay.
That's because they're homophobic. I think their food is garbage.
Oh, and you because their food is garbage? The homophobia didn't...
Listen, it's not just the homophobia. I think their food is absolutely horrible. And they're like, oh, what about the chicken nuggets? I'm like, the chicken nuggets are the worst part. Their sauce is horrible. It's just ketchup, mayonnaise, and barbecue sauce. And I hate all three of those things, let alone put together.
I mean, this directly leads to another question. Why do you keep going back?
Because of quarantine, pandemic, all that, my family has not gotten to do that much food shopping. So in spite of that, we just get a lot of takeout. And my dad's usually one to get the takeout. My dad really likes Chick-fil-A. I despise Chick-fil-A. And sometimes I'm just hungry and that's all that's in the house.
I get it. So you're just like a person of convenience. You're just like, if it's there, I'm going to eat you candy corn, everything.
Yeah, so, I'm a person that will eat a bag of popcorn and call it a meal. I actually had a bag of popcorn for lunch today.
So you actually have a Chick-fil-A in your house? Is that what you meant?
No. It's like 20 minutes away.
Ah, well, okay. I'm going to say no bell on that question.
Fair enough.
Why? Because I think you are weak of spirit to keep going back to Chick-fil-A when you don't like it.
Fair enough.
Probably think about not going back.
I'm not the one that orders it, though.
Just consider it not going back if you don't like Chick-fil-A. No bell on that question. But before we get to your second question, now it's time for you to tell people out there what you do.
Oh, okay. I'm an artist. I mostly focus on illustration and graphic design. I also do a little animation on the side.
Oh, that's wonderful. We here at Six and Steamy Questions love art. That's just one of our things. We love it.
Nice.
No problem. All right.
It is good.
For your next question, question number two, what's the sneakiest thing you've gotten away with?
Ooh.
I will say this. This question was suggested by one of your best friends.
Ah, yes.
So the question. So she knows the real answer. In fact, why don't we bring Rachel up here to kind of like goalie this answer?
Yeah, do you have something specific that you're thinking about?
Rachel Teichman, the producer of the show. Thanks for coming on up, Rachel.
Hey. There wasn't like one thing. I thought of a few different things. I thought of anything from when we used to have to sneak out to hang out together all the way to like how you used to get away with stuff at home. Like if you got punished, you would just like get your stuff back.
Well, okay. I mean, the stuff about us not being able to hang out for a while is kind of good. From when we were like 12-ish to like 14-ish, my mom didn't want me to hang out with Rachel for other reasons. But regardless, we planned like these little secret hangouts together. And I only clearly remember one trip. You're like, hey, let's go fishing. I'm like, I don't know how to fish. We don't have a fishing rod. We don't have bait. She's like, that's okay. So we snuck out together after school. We went down to the pond. You like got a stick and like tied a string to it, and then like you tied a gummy worm to it or something. And
that's then, that's
absolutely true. And you just chucked it into the pond a few feet away, and we just sat and talked, and we did not catch a single thing.
I had a Minnie Mouse fishing rod, first of all.
Okay, you did not.
All right, I'm going to interject here. This story is going nowhere. All right.
Yo, my mom didn't let me hang out with Rachel my whole 30s either. So thanks for nothing, Rachel.
Take the ins.
Yeah, get out of here.
Get out of here.
Oh, finally. Oh.
All right. I'm going to say quick, no, Bell, quick, I'm that question. Yes, go ahead.
Can I say something real quick? I'm getting triggered by Rachel. She reminds me of this girl I went to elementary school with named Jill Warren. And real quick, Jill Warren story. I always asked her if I could have her snacks because I was a real hungry child. And she had a bag of crackers one day, and I took her crackers during silent reading.
If I can just interrupt for a second. Can I get a thumbs up or down where you think the story is going? Do you think it's going to have a positive ending or a negative ending? Dave, your guess.
I don't know if it's going to end with more gummy worms or not. So I was waiting if that's the connection to Rachel's story with the gummy worms.
So you think it's going to be a positive ending?
If it ends in gummy worms, it's
a negative ending, Adam's story. Paige, what do you think?
Oh, negative.
What do you think? It's going to have a positive and negative ending? You think it's going to have a negative ending?
He said something about triggering.
I'm going positive. All right.
Something about what?
End your story. What?
Triggering.
Yeah,
exactly. Negative.
Well, look.
I know.
Traumatic stories from the past should be funny at this point. You know what I'm saying? So Jill Warren took the crackers that she had and said, you know what? I'm feeling generous today. Here you go, Adam. I know you're, you can plow through snacks with the best of them. So I down these crackers, right?
Okay.
And she starts giggling. She's got a very just full smile, like Rachel, makes you feel good. It's infectious. And she starts laughing, to which now I'm concerned. I'm like, that's not usually the response that you should get once you take somebody's snack and just flush their crackers. And she starts laughing. I go, what's so funny, Jill? She goes, and I quote, my brother farted on those crackers. I had maybe one cracker left, and this is how much of a chub I was. I was just like, no way. That's so gross.
I will say this, and I
ate the last cracker.
I will say this, and I am the one who usually gets to decide these things. She's a monster.
Jill Warren?
Yep.
Oh,
I'm on.
Is it the same Bill Warren who just ran for president?
Oh, that's Elizabeth Warren.
Same thing.
Same thing.
Wow.
Dave.
What?
Going
full MAGA 10 minutes in.
It is going to be time for us to take the next question. Are you ready for question number three?
Yeah.
All right, Paige, question number three. Which Super Smash Brothers is the best?
Ooh, okay. I'd say in order, I think the fifth one is my favorite, the one on the Switch.
Okay.
Then the fourth one, then the first one, then the third one, then the second one. I don't like Super Smash Brothers Melee. I think it's too much of a cult right now.
Right. Now, can you tell why that one is the best to someone who has never played Super Smash Brothers and has no idea what it is.
Yeah, can you also tell the what and the where and all the W's for what this game is?
All right. So to answer why it's the best, it combines like the best aspects of all of the games together. It has the dodge mechanics of the second game. It has the speed, it has like the nice fast falling that you want. It's not too slow like Brawl was. It has a bunch of characters to choose from. It's actually to the point where it can be a little overwhelming. That's my only critique about it. But it just combines all of the aspects of the games together to have a beautiful masterpiece.
Wow. You know what? I'm going to give you a bell on that question. Let me see why I'm giving you a bell on that question. It was so clear your heart was in that answer.
I'm very passionate about Super Smash Bros.
I mean, I don't get a lot of it, I swear, but it was 100% clear that your heart was in it.
I got lost in the numbers 6 and 5 and 2 and 3.
There's a lot of them now.
I'm with you, Dave. Down with numbers. Question number 4. What
numbers are weird.
The best pet?
Ooh. So the thing is, I do have a rabbit.
Ooh. And,
but I've also had a dog and a cat.
Okay.
So
those are like some of the top 3 pets I would
say. I know. Best pets, I would say.
You know, cat, dog. Then is rabbit next?
Cat is next.
Depends on opinion. Like, it always comes down to like, are you a cat person or are you a dog person? I'm personally a dog person, but I honestly prefer having a rabbit more than a dog. So I'm gonna say rabbit.
Why?
It's just they're so much easier to take care of than a dog, and like sometimes they have the same energy and affection of a dog, and you don't have to take it out for a walk. It poops in a pan like a cat. It's just great, and like so they like to be left on their own sometimes like a cat, but like. They'll just like Cheddar jumps up on my bed and like asks for affection like a dog. You get the best of both worlds.
What? I did not know that about them.
You have to play devil's advocate. Don't you think because like there's times when I won't leave, especially during this pandemic, I won't leave my place unless my dog needs to go outside. And I'm like, oh, I forgot what the sun smelled like. And it's good just to be outside and take some of that, you know, free American air through the mask. Sorry, Dave. A mask is what you put over your face when you're trying to avoid a global pandemic. So I think a rabbit could and cat could hold you back from soaking up the sun, Cheryl Crow style, don't you think?
That's true, but I soak up the sun on my own time. I don't need a pet to make me go outside, you know?
Oh my God, I wish you were running for office on that platform.
There are a lot of positives as far as that rabbit goes. You've actually won me over. Like I would think a rabbit is just like a terrible pet because I don't know much about rabbits, but everything you said made me believe it. You get a bell on that question.
Yeah,
I would consider a rabbit, and previously I wouldn't have.
Wait, what is your rabbit's name, Paige?
Cheddar. Cheddar crackers. We just call her Bun, though. She doesn't respond to Cheddar at all.
They're good ones to just poop everywhere, you know?
I mean, she poops in, like, one very confined area. Like, I'd only have to clean it, like, once a week.
She poops in the pan. The rabbit poops in the pan, Dave. Were you listening?
Yeah. That's,
hey, how did Bun, where did you drive Bun from? Because you were like, fuck it, it's not working.
Yeah, her name is
Cheddar. Well, Dave, she said she's not responding to Cheddar.
She never responds to Cheddar. It's just my mom, when I still live with my mom, and like she would see Bun, she would just walk in like, oh, there's the Bun. And it kind of just ended up sticking. So now she's.
Paige, I would just like to interject because you are still in a game show. So I'd like to ask you question number 5.
Wow.
What?
What's interjecting? I don't know.
They get carried away there.
You know what? I'm gonna put my foot down. Question number 5 is coming. Okay.
Okay.
Sorry, everybody.
No, we were loving that story.
All right. Question number 5. If you could only take one item with you to a desert island, what would it be, and why?
This is a very cliche question.
It is.
Bring the rabbit.
I don't feel like she would be much help, to be honest.
Could be food one day.
She'd probably get eaten by something else beforehand. She has no survival skills, but we're off of rabbits for now.
Okay.
Bringing a phone would be stupid because they'll sell service. I think I would probably bring like a flint and steel kind of thing so I can make fire.
Right.
Trying to be smart here. And then hopefully all of the survival games I've played would prepare me for the rest of it. But I know I won't survive a day without fire.
So you'd bring fire with you?
I bring like the fire starter, like the flint and steel.
Uh-huh. I like a flint and steel so you can make fire.
Yeah.
You wouldn't just wait for like a random lightning bolt to hit a tree.
No,
like,
that only happens.
Make your own fire.
What? Okay, now I will... Quick question. Why wouldn't you bring an inflatable raft?
Because I feel like I would be able to make a raft on my own. Mm-hmm. Give me some like palm leaves and I'll get going on that.
Oh, okay. You feel like you could, you think this island's going to be, I guess like the island in Lost where there's like all of these supplies.
Yeah. And like coconuts and stuff. I'll like paint a face on a coconut with my own blood. It'll be great.
I mean, we did say a desert island.
Oh, a desert island.
That's what I said. I said a desert island.
I'm not the best at listening. I'm sorry. You go
desert island.
Okay, maybe I'll consider the rest.
You know what? No bell. You didn't really pay attention to that question. You just went off on your own. No bell.
Fair enough.
Looks like you don't care about the word desert. I don't get it.
No.
I know. And Dave's normally down with words.
It's like desert means nothing to you.
I can't tell if this is Dave's real voice or if he's doing... Like he just watched Scarface last night, and he's like, "Today I'm gonna be a New York guy.
I'm a New Yorker every day, Adam. Every day.
It's his real voice.
Sunday, Wednesday, Thursday, Monday, you name it.
Regardless, I love it. Don't stop. That's definitely vodka. Next question.
Unfortunately, that is Dave's real voice. He just jumped straight out of a cartoon into our lives.
I love it.
I could say the same about you, Victor.
You freaking cartoon character. Do it. Say it. All right. Time for question number six. Question number six. How do you party during quarantine?
Ooh. I get drunk at least once a week. Let's start with that.
Oh.
By myself. Sometimes I'll FaceTime people.
You know what? I got to tell you, again, this question was suggested by one of your best friends, Rachel Teichman. And no, this was suggested by me, but she guessed your answer. Her version of your answer was Paige doesn't party. When I asked you what how you party in quarantine, you quickly go into I get drunk at least once a week. Like, you were just like waiting for someone to ask you.
Okay, other than that, no, I don't really do anything. It's just
that's more than some people party, getting drunk at least once a week. That's more than some people party.
Well, let's turn this around for a sec.
Everybody.
Let's turn this around for a sec. How do you party?
Yeah.
How do you party? Yeah.
Oh, me, I twist heads off of Bigfoots. I chase them down, grab a Bigfoot, twist his head off, dance in the blood.
But, like, do you do it with a mask on?
He's a blood dancer for a long time now.
Well, I'll tell you why I don't use a mask. Because the Bigfoot can't get COVID. And it's
don't know that.
Because that's how
I know that for sure.
You know, there's really nothing to worry about.
CDC.
All right.
The CDC said Bigfoot can't get
COVID. I'm going to give you a bell on that question. I'm going to give you a bell.
Okay.
You get a bell because you dove right into how you party. You were just like, you were there. Okay. You were waiting for that question. I really enjoyed it. Proving Rachel wrong also brings me joy.
Yes.
All right. Now it is time to decide whether or not you're actually going to get $5 for your appearance on the show. But before we do that, why don't you tell everybody out there where they can find you?
Sure. Rachel and I actually co-host a podcast together called Research Rebuttal.
Oh, yeah.
And you can find us on social media. I think Facebook and Instagram are both Research Rebuttal Podcast. And then on Twitter, we're at Research Rebut. And then my other friend, Mary, and I write a graphic novel together. And on Instagram, we are Last Light Comic.
Blessed Like Comic as a graphic novel. What's the story about? Like, if you gave the elevator pitch.
Oh, okay. I haven't thought too much about this. There's a girl.
But, you know, you should think about that.
Probably.
Like anyway, go ahead.
There's a girl, and they fight, and there's dragons sometimes. It's very nice. If you like, seriously, though, if you like anything like Avatar The Last Airbender or like you like magic, you like weapons, like lots of fighting, this is
a perfect graphic novel
for you.
Fighting novel. Are there in dragons? Are there also unicorns?
There are not unicorns.
Is there a leprechaun?
No, there are mermaids.
You're gonna keep me as a lifelong fan. There's gonna be unicorns. That's all I gotta say. So
I'll put one unicorn in the background.
We'll see what happens. All right. So it's time to decide whether or not you're gonna get $5. Dave, let's ask around first. Dave, what do you think? Should Paige get $5 for appearance on the show?
Paige, let me ask you something. Did you have to sign any forms about being like a friend or family member of the producer of our show? Was there anything like that said that you might not be eligible for the prize, kind of like the lottery?
Rachel sent me some kind of like, I had to swipe in my blood to sign it and then send it back to her. I don't know if that counts.
Oh my God, it sounds like a complete lie.
Did you do the optical scan? Did Rachel even confirm that you're the person that she said you were?
I cannot confirm nor deny.
Are you guys doing allegations?
It's very sneaky, but my vote is...
The time is over. Adam, please, what do you think? Should Paige get $5?
Yeah, it's $5.
Hell yeah.
Why did you say it in Dave's voice?
It's more fun, you know. It's God. I gotta be honest.
All right. What do you think, Rachel? Should Paige get $5?
Well.
Oh no.
I did slander her in our questions.
I don't think that Paige should have to be subjected to Chick-fil-A if she doesn't want Chick-fil-A. So
yourself, though. Who are you talking to?
I think that she should get the $5 so she can get some KFC instead.
Oh, okay.
Good point. All right, finally.
She wants Chick-fil-A. Not allowed. What kind of friend are you, Rachel?
If she wants Chick-fil-A, she can get Chick-fil-A, but she doesn't want Chick-fil-A. So I want to give her what she wants, and that is $5.
Great. Got it. Thank you, Rachel, for your help.
Okay, bye.
I forgot to throw quotes up when I said help, but everybody felt them, right?
Yeah.
Paige, what do you think? Should you get $5 for your appearance on the show?
Yeah, sure.
Oof, I don't like where this is going, Victor. That's four yeses.
You know what? I think you've answered in my favorite way so far. So, without a doubt, you're getting $5. You're getting $5 for your appearance on the show. Great stuff. All right. And thank you so much for being on the show. So Dave, what did you learn from today's show?
Oh man, so much stuff about rabbits, but you didn't want to talk about it. So maybe we're going to have to do another whole rabbit episode. I'll talk to Rachel. I don't know.
I doubt it. So why don't maybe tell everybody where they can find us and to leave a review.
Sure, yeah. Check us out. We're like a magic show on seemlyquestions.com. Lots of magical stuff at 6 on Seemly on all medials.
Yes, on all medials.
Social medials.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.